Renee Horton started a new love affair during the pandemic, which does not sound safe. But wait, it's with her kitchen.
COVID has allowed me to truly dig into different recipes.
Renee is all of us, or at least many of us. NPR's Nina Krivinsky reports on what and how we cooked this year.
Horton is a NASA engineer from New Orleans. At the beginning of the pandemic, she bought a juicer.
So I have been going mad crazy with juicing. I've had watermelon juice. My favorite is a carrot and ginger, turmeric with orange and a lemon in it.
She's been exploring new vegan recipes that she preps between video calls while she's working from home. And she makes classic Southern food, too.
You know, redid my succotash recipe once or twice. Definitely my chicken and waffles recipe. I think I ate chicken and waffles at the beginning because that was like my true comfort food.
In upstate New York, Rachel Coker and her family have used cooking as a learning experience. She's put her teenagers to work with the help of a guided meal kit subscription.
School wasn't really happening at all, so we kind of joked that this was like a home ec class.
Her 16-year-old, Sophie, likes being head chef a few times a week.
It's pretty fun, honestly. Like, I was expecting it to be super stressful and stuff, but because I'm the older sister, I kind of get to be more in charge. I'm the one cutting the veggies.
Home cooks have also become more adaptable, especially early in the pandemic, when stores were running out of basics, like rice and flour. Washington Post food editor Joe Yonan is the author of a cookbook called Cool Beans.
Probably the biggest thing that we've seen has been people wanting more flexibility in their recipes and looking for ways to substitute things.
He says pantry staples, like beans, had a big moment this year as shoppers were at the store less and at home more. Plus, he says, they're fairly inexpensive, which has been critical during this economic recession.
People will still be looking for frugal ways of cooking, I think, for a while to come. And beans certainly fall into that. I think the making your own bread certainly falls into that.
Bread, the darling of the early pandemic. Remember the sourdough craze and how yeast and flour were hard to come by for a while? In Chicago, Sophie Lalonde tried a new recipe every week. Most turned out great. But bread was tough. Her cinnamon roll dough, hard as a rock.
I am not exaggerating. I could like hit it, like pounding on it with a fist, and it would not make a dent. That totally sucked.
But that's part of the process of becoming a better cook, says Chef Samin Nosrat. She wrote the cookbook Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat.
Even if you're making bad bread, right, you're off your computer, you're off your screen, your hands are in dough, you're trying to be attuned to how wet is this dough? How does it feel when I'm turning it, when I'm kneading it? And that kind of stuff is, to me, like what makes us human.
Also human, getting tired of it all. So if you find yourself developing a not-so-happy relationship with your kitchen, you're not alone.
I reached a point where I was so sick of the taste. I mean, I still am so sick of the taste of my own cooking.
Nasrat says that's where rotisserie chicken from the grocery store can come in handy. Or some chili crisp to liven up your fried egg or boxed mac and cheese.
I will say I have really, really explored a lot of new condiments this year. I will say.
Or maybe just get takeout. Nasrat says the restaurants could use our help. And you could pick up that juicer, Instant Pot, or air fryer again tomorrow. Nina Krivinsky, NPR News.